When Discord reigns and Discord's reign is similar to Tazon Days, it's easy to say things should always stay the same and never change. When your enemy's an ever-changing Draconequist or Queen of the Changelings, it makes sense to say we should stick to the same things. Stay singing the same songs as when we came in, after all, we've already made friends. I'm talking about Season 2. Lauren Faust had found some reason to leave, and Jason Teeson, we believed in you, of course, sort of. You seem a decent dude. But more than just the changes to the showrunners, so they're strangers, so what? More important are the ponies we know and love, who suddenly somehow seem to be growing up.
What?
Suddenly, seemingly, the lessons at the end of every episode threaten the very essence of the ponies in question. It would never be the same. Can Fluttershy not be shy? It's in her name. But that's just how the story has to be. That's a splash of cold reality. Cause even when you know it's hard to be, you've gotta always be in harmony with the facts of your situation, embracing the truth of your own limitations, and facing the proof that the only way to make it in this crazy lonely world is to take the things about yourself that make you wanna doubt yourself and change them. You can't be every pony and you can't do everything, but you can show that you know that the only way to grow is to go where no pony else can go. So, the pony who showed us with Swaggerman can stay badass but be a little less arrogant, but remain so passionate. Retain hold of her rainbow dashiness. Pinkie Pie put a smile upon every face, while knowing sometimes every pony needs their space. And you're supposed to leave a place to be alone, supposed to always respect boundaries, except the fourth wall. And Rarity can get some mud in her mane, and her embarrassing sister will still love her the same. And Fluttershy's name can lose the shy but not the fluttering. She'll stay fuzzy, cuddly, and we still love her. And Sparkle still studies but can also relax, cause she's passing all her classes and should really lean back. And her Dragonlord's maturing can be really awful hard, and Applejack doesn't really need to learn a gosh darn thing. In the end, you can change all you need, but you gotta stay a friend. Cause there's a difference between changing with the times and turning out to be a changeling in disguise. And trying to grow too fast will have you talking fancy, and that's all a part of the plan of John DeLancey. Trying to force love will have you talking Schmoopy Pie. Relying on the past will have you talking Luna style. So rely on the harmony taught in the show we all know we never thought we would watch. Know the mark on your plot is the start of the process of figuring out who you are and are not. Us too, Season 2, bronies blew up, and bronies grew up. Used to only do stuff on our own, now we notice that we're on the news. But some ponies still hate it, gotta show them some love. If they try it and don't like it, then leave them be. But if you love it, no need to do it secretly. Come along with So Great and Powerful and me, and we'll see you on the other side of Season 3.